You've been watching President Trump and Jean-Claude Juncker, the EU president, and they've been addressing the reporters there, who you can now see jumping in front of the cameras in Washington, ready to answer lots of questions. We have got lots of questions about what he's said. So let's talk to Simon Marks, who joins us now from Washington. Well, what did you make of that?
Well, lots of questions, of course, about the detail of all of this. But look, on the face of it, that's two men, President Donald Trump and Jean-Claude Juncker of the European Commission, announcing that the trade war between the United States and the EU is off, at least for now. It's on the back burner and it will not resume for as long as good faith negotiations are underway between the two sides. Negotiations that President Trump says will be spearheaded by a joint working group made up, he said, of some of the most intelligent people from either side, the United States and the European Union. He indicated that they had made progress on the issue of soybeans, saying that the United States is poised to become a very big importer of soybeans from America's Midwest. He suggested, and Jean-Claude Juncker confirmed, that they had made some progress on the issue of the importation of liquefied natural gas from the United States into Europe. President Trump said that would help diversify European energy supplies, by which, of course, he means lowering the dependence that the European Union has on energy supplies from Russia. And I think it's also important to underscore there was an audience for this announcement, and it was made up of many members of the United States Senate and the House of Representatives from some of the big farm states here in the United States. And that's an indication that President Trump has been under pressure. As you know, 24 hours ago, he announced $12 billion in subsidies to help America's farmers navigate their way through the trade war that had been sparked with the European Union, but also with the Canadians and the Chinese. It now seems, and again, the devil will be in the detail of all of this, but it now seems at least as far as the US-EU trade war is concerned, both sides are stepping back from the brink.
And Simon, I'm guessing that the newspapers will now be looking at this for their headlines rather than poring all over the details of that session of giving evidence about Donald Trump's recent visit to Helsinki to talk to President Putin, or that other story doing the rounds today about the tape recording of Donald Trump's alleged payoff of a woman who claims she had an affair with him.
Yeah, and let's be clear, whatever the details of this announcement, the Trump White House is going to claim that this has been a major success. To see Jean-Claude Juncker standing there alongside President Donald Trump saying, I came here determined to make a deal, and we have made a deal. That is going to allow President Trump to claim a considerable measure of victory and to communicate that message to his core supporters at a time when, as you observe, there are all sorts of other far less welcome headlines that have been attracting the attention of both President Trump's supporters and detractors alike. So President Trump, and look, it's just after 4:30 in the afternoon here, the evening news programs in America will be going on air in a couple of hours' time. President Trump has the capacity to reach into homes across the American heartland tonight and say, look, I've made a deal with the European Union, and as long as they continue to exercise in good faith negotiations, it's going to deliver, particularly to America's farmers. Let's see what happens to the Rust Belt states, to the industrial states that are also looking for progress on issues like auto exports from overseas into the United States. So for this news cycle, at least, this looks like being a big win for President Trump. And he says it's a big win for the EU as well.
For this news cycle, Simon Marks in Washington, thank you.